this episode of Counting Cars.
I want to buy this motorcycle.
He asked me to come down here and talk to you because he apparently makes you mad. I get it. He makes me mad, too. Let me throw you a cash offer on this bike of, like, $1,500.
15 ain't going to cut it.
What is that?
Yeah, exactly. It's all lifted.
Are we able to just sand this down?
All the material that's on it has got to come off.
I say you got to put it on hold.
I can't just put this in a hole for a while.
Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in.
Wow.
What would you take for this? I'm Dan, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them.
Where's the rest of the car at?
Fix them. Flip them. Sometimes I keep them. This thing is sick. I want this car. For my crew, every job's high stakes. And we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars.
Where are we going?
Man, we're going over here to the land of coolness.
Yeah? Ryan's on the way.
Beautiful, man. It is time.
Aw, not Superfly.
Right there, baby, right there. It's time. This is the epitome. This is the definition of pimp. An original Dunham Coach Superfly. This is the pinnacle of pimpmobile. A few years ago, I was searching online, and I found this original Dunham Coach Cadillac Eldorado, a.k.a. Superfly, a.k.a. pimpmobile. The price was right. The pictures looked great, so I took a chance on it. Turns out, I got completely burned. Look at this chrome. This chrome is disgusting, man.
Was this not in the pictures? Because this thing looks like
I'm actually a little bit sick to my stomach, man. I have dreamt about owning one of these ever since I saw one as a kid. So when this thing showed up and the bad shape it was in, man, I was so pissed I couldn't even look at it, let alone start working on it. But now, I'm ready to roll up my sleeves and get dirty and make this thing the pimpmobile is supposed to be.
Dude, now's not the right time.
Now is the right time. Nothing's worse than a pimpmobile that's not pimp.
We haven't talked about this car in a year.
I know.
And now all of a sudden you want to redo this car?
This morning, it just kind of was speaking to me. I got to get her done. I got to get her done, man.
Les Dunham is famously known as the father of the pimpmobile. He started customizing cars as a teenager and opened the Dunham Coach Company in 1957. Dunham was the go-to guy for converting 1960s and 1970s Cadillacs into badass pimpmobiles with custom features like Superfly round headlight covers, chrome grille caps, and white wall tires. And their crazy paint jobs and wild shag interiors are what made them just plain infamous.
There's my man right here.
You rang, boss?
What's up, Ryan?
What we got? Need to talk to you, man. Need to talk to you. Got a cool project.
We're talking about the Cadillac, aren't we?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I've been dying to do this car from day one. From the day it rolled in, I've been dying to do this car.
Good. This is going to be beautiful. We got to go off on this, Ryan. That's why I wanted the three of us to be discussing this, because I want to brainstorm with you. I got some thoughts. Thing about a pimpmobile like this, these cars are about the chrome, but the chrome is just shot all over everything. So I want to re-chrome every little bit of it. And then real pimpy paint, but in gold tones, gold, champagne.
Super flashy, super fly. Almost over gaudy.
You get this. You get what I'm talking about. You're feeling it.
Of course.
Interior, man. I just want to know how you feel about an all fur interior. All fur. The tops of the seats, the tops of the door panels, long fur. So when you're rolling down the road with the top down, you get that. All that fur, man.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
This is pimping 101.
Man, did you not go to pimp school?
No, I went to prep school. I can't believe what I'm hearing right now. The shop is slammed. And Danny wants to get this car done right now on shop time and shop money for a car that's just going to sit in the showroom?
I'm going to be out on the street in that car trying to pit myself to pay for all of this.
We have a budget, right? Are we setting a budget on this?
Let's not talk about that right now, man. We're in the moment. Fall into the spirit of the car for a moment, and we're going to take it from sad to bad. In no time, we're going to get all over this thing. Matter of fact, I want to get this car out. I want to get it over mechanical, and then start taking it apart. Let's start right now. You ready?
We're ready. I can't believe how excited. I've never seen you this excited to paint a car.
Yeah, man.
Do you know what this is? I know how long it is, and I know how much space it is, so I know how much hours there are.
Pimping ain't easy, Kevin.
That's right, brother.
25 G's is earmarked for this car. 25.
I'm on it.
I did it again.
So how going on?
What'd you do?
I won me some money.
How much did you win?
$1,800.
You won $1,800?
Yes.
And playing them what?
On a poker machine.
On a poker machine?
Yeah, I walked in a place, put $5 in it, hit the button, bam.
What?
On a machine?
On a machine.
Where?
At a little grocery store by the house.
You won $1,800 at a grocery store?
Not really a grocery store. It's a convenience store.
What's a convenience store?
Where you get gas and you can buy bread and maybe some soda. Like the one over here in the corner.
Oh, where I get the hot dogs.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Okay. Anyways.
Anyway, I want to buy this motorcycle.
You what?
Yeah. It's a little Honda 250.
Yeah.
I've been trying forever to try to get this guy to get
it. Hell's all that damn noise?
Grandpa's rattling off about something. I don't know what he's saying.
Talking about buying a girl's bike.
It ain't a girl's bike.
Girl's bike.
Scooter?
Motorbike.
Not a scooter. It's a Honda 250cc. It's a small one.
That's a girl's bike. That is a girl's bike.
It's a Honda. Anyway, whoa, back up. Dan, I need to talk to you one-on-one if you don't mind.
Really?
Come on outside.
Okay.
Please. Stay here now. You ain't got to get involved in this.
You don't need some extra advice?
I just need him. Oh, no, his advice is good.
What's the deal, GP?
This guy, he's being a hard butt with me, and I need you to talk to him for me, because I can't talk to him.
What guy? The guy still on the bike?
Yes.
And he's being a hard butt?
Yeah, being a hard butt. I really appreciate it. You come look at it, maybe throw you a little, you know, the thing you got, you know, I don't know what it is with you, but you got this voodoo, man, that's I ain't got.
Okay.
Because I don't want him mad at you, but he's mad at me.
Why is he mad at you?
Because I keep going over there, and, I mean, he wants his price, and he won't come off of it.
What kind of money does he want?
He wants no 22. I know I can get it down to 17.
When do you want to go?
Now.
Right now?
Right now. Can you?
Let's go. I'm going with you right now.
You got a time limit?
Let's go. No, let's go.
How much time I got with you?
Let's get this over with. I should probably know better than to get involved in somebody else's business, especially Grandpa's. But the little dude just got so excited. He looks like a leprechaun who just found a four-leaf clover. I couldn't say no.
Be nice now.
Be nice? You're telling me to be nice?
He's a hard guy to fool with, man.
You don't say anything. I'm already at a disadvantage because I came here with you. Oh, dude, 67 Shelby? Man, why don't you tell me this man had all this kind of stuff?
No. We didn't come visit that.
Super fly, baby.
Fly.
I kind of ran into an issue.
Want to paint?
Oh, man. This is really bad.
Be nice now.
You're telling me to be nice?
He's a hard guy to fool with, man.
You don't say anything. I'm already at a disadvantage because I came here with you. Oh, dude, he does have a nice truck.
Yes, he does.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, 67 Shelby, get out. Man, why don't you tell me this man had all this kind of stuff?
No. We didn't come visit that. After you do the deal for me, you will look at all you want.
All right, just all you do, introduce me and then stop talking.
Where at, bud?
Hey, you back?
Yes, I'm back. You know me. I got to try.
How you doing? I'm Danny.
Hey, Danny.
How are you?
I'm Bob.
Nice to meet you, Bob.
Very nice to meet you.
Pleasure, man. Let's go take a peek.
Yeah, he wants to look at it first.
Sure.
Do you
mind? He wants to look at it.
I also caught a glimpse that you got a couple of things in your garage back there.
Not yet. Don't show him the cars yet. Please don't.
You're a collector.
Somewhat.
I do believe I caught the glimpse of a 67 Shelby sitting back there.
Oh, Danny, don't even. Please. Look at the bike. That's what we came here for.
Okay. There's the bike. That's our bike.
Well, let me bring it outside so you look at it real good.
All right. Grandpa, be careful, man.
Don't worry. I've been trying to sell this bike, and I got to tell you, it's been a really pain in the ass. Can't agree on a price. It's $2,200 firm.
I'm having a hard time seeing it past that Shelby.
But look at that, Dan. It's like brand new, man. That is me.
I can see that. Bob, it's a good-looking bike. How long have you had this bike?
About 5 years.
Cool.
But you don't drive it. I'm telling you. Okay.
You don't ride it very often?
No, not at all.
I got you.
Most of the 5 years has been restoring it.
Really?
It's brand new from the tires up.
It looks like it's in incredible condition. Nice job, man.
This is the bike.
22 and it's yours.
It's too much money, man. I ain't got that kind of money.
He asked me to come down here and talk to you today because he apparently makes you mad. I get it. He makes me mad, too.
It's like, now I got two guys that got mad at. I'm hitting them.
See? I can't find the off switch.
You know, I like to think that I have all the patience in the world, but I've completely run out of with them.
I'm with you. Let me just ask you, Bob, is between you and me, I can eliminate this guy from your life. If it's just sitting around, he's going to keep coming back. You're going to end up getting a restraining order. That's going to cost money.
It's funny. It may be worth it to me in the long run.
You know. Let me throw you a cash offer on this bike of like $1,500 in $100 bill cash.
$15 ain't going to cut it.
I respect that.
I tell you what. Yes. If you really want the bike.
I do.
And you got cash.
Yep.
I'll sell it to you for $1,700.
Wait a minute. I've tried everything in the world to get you to go down. And he steps up for 5 minutes and you're going to make a deal with him? Oh, that ain't fair. That ain't fair at all.
I'm going to suggest that you stop talking.
Okay.
Do you want the bike? Shake his hand like a gentleman.
All right, it's a deal. I'm sorry, man.
It's all good.
It's mine now. Danny got down to 17. 17!
All right, Bob, can we look at your Shelby for a second?
Absolutely.
Oh, man. We'll never get out of here.
Super fly, baby. Super fly. I love this car.
I need you to put your eyes on this thing.
Dude, she's looking cool, man. Super fly. We have been cranking on this Dunham Coach Superfly Cadillac, and let me tell you, we are giving this baby the full Counts Customs treatment. All new chrome, a brand new furry pimped out interior. Right now, my man Ryan is finishing up his masterpiece of a beautiful paint job. It's looking beautiful, man. It's absolutely looking beautiful. I'm totally loving the car. The direction you're going is right on the money, man. This is exactly what we wanted, man. Exactly.
Right. But I kind of ran into an issue.
Really?
It's starting to blister. Yeah, it's pimples everywhere.
Oh, man. This is really bad.
This is just one side.
It's doing it everywhere, isn't it?
Of course.
We've been down this road before, man. You and I both know what this means, man. Oh, dude, listen to that.
Yeah, I mean, I can razor blade it. You can take chunks out of this thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, look at that. Yeah, there's the old paint coming right off with it.
It's delaminated.
This is not good at all.
What's up, guys?
Dude, I thought I was calling you back here to show you something cool.
What does that mean?
What
is that?
Yeah, exactly. We're about 75% finished applying the new paint job on this car.
Uh-huh.
And it's all lifting.
Oh, my God.
We normally sandblast everything down to bare metal.
Right.
But the paint job that was on this car was at least 25 years old. Paint like that usually makes a great base.
Now, are we able to just sand this down and repaint this area?
No way, man. There's only one way to do this. And that is sand blast the entire car down to bare metal. All the material that's on it has got to come off, or else it's just gonna lift. Then it goes back to the body shop.
So all that work they did,
it's gone.
Filling in all those creases and scratches and everything?
It's gone.
It's gone?
It's gone. Now you're bare metal. Now you do all your body work again. And then, once all your body work is done again, then you start priming it and blocking it and priming it and blocking it. And then on top of all of that, we've got to lay all of this paint back on it.
You know, I get what you're saying, but I've got a shop full of cars with customers waiting. There's no way we can fix this problem without stalling other projects. I say you got to put it on hold.
I can't just put this in a hold for a while.
Danny, this is a big hit.
I know, man.
This is a huge hit. $25,000 is what we agreed on this car. Do I need to get the calculator out and show you what this is costing you? At least 40, if not 45.
I know. But, ever since I was a kid, ever since I saw one in Detroit for the first time, I've dreamt about it forever. I'm not going to stop here.
This kind of thing is happening way too often. Yes, we have a lot of business, but we also have a lot of overhead. We cannot keep pissing away $40,000 to $50,000 on a pet project for Danny. This gotta stop.
Honestly, sometimes you gotta let go of dreams. Put it on hold.
After sitting around for too many years, we finally started work on one of my dream cars, a 1971 Cadillac Eldorado convertible Dunham Coach Superfly Pimp Mobile. Yeah, it's costing too much money, so much that I think Kevin's actually thinking about becoming a real pimp. I repainted the car and had to start over from scratch when it didn't hold. But what can you do, man? A dream's a dream. Now the car is looking insane, and I'll keep Kevin off the streets. In the meantime, Grandpa's back with his new toy, a Honda motorcycle that I helped him seal the deal on. Now there's only one thing left to do, ride.
Yeah, look, see? Perfect size. Now I can touch the ground.
Your leg actually reached the ground.
Yeah.
When was the last time you rode a bike?
8 years ago, man.
8 years?
Yes.
It's been a little while. You got a lid? Oh, you got a lid.
Fit that big hat?
I think you need the other helmet that has the face mask on.
Right.
Just so people can't see your face, really. No, we'll cut holes in it. Don't worry.
We'll cut holes.
Got it.
You sure?
Yeah. All
right. Okay, go easy on that clutch.
Concentrate, Pops. Concentrate. Hey, concentrate. Concentrate. Hey, pick your feet up.
This is gonna go bad.
Oh no!
I'm glad my bus is over here.
No, not that way. My car is there.
Everybody, look out! He's coming this way.
He is coming this way. All right, I quit. I gotta take my time on
this,
man.
Good. That was a good first voyage, man.
That was horrible.
Well, I don't know if that qualifies as getting in the wind. Hopefully, he caught a stiff breeze. And thankfully, he hasn't killed anybody. Yet.
My poor little heart's thumping 100 miles an hour.
Well, take your medication.
Yeah, really.
The boys have been helping me go nuts, turning one of my dream cars into a reality. This baby is done, and she is so fine, she should be illegal. And I've decided to give this baby a proper coming-out party in style. 70s style. So I couldn't just show this car to anybody without making them dress up in the correct 70s pimp era. I can't wait to see Kevin in his outrageous outfit.
I have no idea what he's got cooked up.
Me neither. Are we underdressed? Are we overdressed? What?
God, I was told to dress sharp.
Me too.
Gentlemen.
Man, look at those shoes.
Thank you very much, man. Look at you cats.
We error correct?
Yes. I asked for an old school 70s soulful vibe, and that's what you guys delivered. So tonight, I wanted to call us together and have a little fun because I feel like reflecting upon the past. And of course, the past is my favorite era, and that would be the 70s. Henceforth, the apparel, because we've got to have that old school 70s vibe. What are we going to do this evening? We're going to reminisce about the city, and we're going to do it in a car.
Wait a second here. What car?
Well, dudes, think about it. 70s, pimp.
Not Superfly.
It's done.
It's done.
We're going to cruise in Superfly.
Amen.
I thought we put her in storage.
No. I kind of been hiding it from you, Kev, because, you know, I don't want you yelling at me about the money. So we put her over in the sexy mode.
Sexy?
Yeah.
Sexy about spending a lot of money?
Come on, man. So some money got spent, man. Tonight is all about fun with the Superfly.
I got it.
Let's go look at her. She's gorgeous. Come on. But you got to get your walk proper. You know what I'm saying? A little George Jefferson. Get this thing going proper.
Man, I tried to tell Danny that this Superfly project was bad for the shop, that it could cost us a lot of money, and I thought he tabled it. I should have known better, especially after he asked me to dress in my pimpiest clothes to go out tonight.
Seriously, man. First time I saw this car, I was a kid in Detroit on Woodward Avenue. And now I get to share it with my brothers. You ready?
I'm dying to see this thing.
Come on, Rowley! Let's see this baby. She's so sexy. Gentlemen, Superfly. Come on. Woo!
You guys ready? And look at that.
Yes. Come on, man. Look at that thing.
Man, when this 71 Cadillac Superfly arrived, she was a nightmare, but now she's a total dream machine. We blasted the body down to bare metal and then covered her in the most gorgeous flaked-out gold paint job. Then we covered the whole interior in gorgeous fur and snake skin. Easy, Peter. It ain't real fur. It ain't real snake. And let's not forget all the chrome on this car. Chrome and chrome and more chrome. We made some custom Ben-Hur-style wheel spinners that are enough to bite the ankles off of anybody standing too close to the curb. This car is so beautiful, is so sexy, is so pimp. It is truly this man's dream come true.
Look at this thing. Baby, you're finished.
Ryan, your paint job on this car has got to be one of the most sexy paint jobs I've ever seen. Look at that flake. That flake is just sparkling. Look at the gold leaf and the silver leaf and the pinstriping and the layout and the whole bit on this thing. She sparkles like crazy, dude. And then Paul went crazy, man. The whole interior of this car is a gold python snake skin with chocolate bear fur. It's all fur.
I did not expect that.
It's unbelievable. I did not expect that.
Danny, I might need to get you an appointment with a psychologist.
It wouldn't be my first trip, Kev. Man, she's just so gorgeous. I'm just so happy with this thing. And check out the crazy chrome grill. All of the chrome on the front and those famous giant Superfly headlights, man. It's so pimp, it's unbelievable. Cool.
Finally done.
Amen. Let's go have some fun, gents.
Let's do it.
Sometimes you just gotta chase your dreams. And I've been dreaming about this Superfly Cadillac ever since I was a kid. You know, I need Kevin to keep me in line. But sometimes Kevin needs me too, just to remind him that there are those days where you just gotta throw on a pair of bell bottoms, drop the top, and live the dream.
This car does make it a lot easier to look cool, though.
Dude, without a doubt, are you kidding me? I love this car.